This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Wherever you get your podcasts, I don't know how people consume stuff anymore. Someone on Twitter the other day wanted like a fist bump. I gave him a fist bump. Apparently, I fell for some meme. Like, all right, who knows? I don't know. Walking down the street earlier today, my so-called lunch break. There's no lunch break at all. Zoom meetings and everything, but I run out to get like something healthy for lunch. And on my way back, there's a truck and it's like stopping and starting and I'm trying to cross the street. I'm like, what do you want? So finally he starts, he goes. And so like I wait, but apparently I just look exasperated because he slows down and he's like, Max, so he recognized me. He's like, sorry, I got confused. I'm like, yeah, it's all good. I don't know. I don't even know how to act in public anymore, let alone on social media. By the way, an update on LeBron's health is coming up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Adrian Wojnarowski reports that LeBron James is out tonight versus the Nuggets. They gave him a lot of time on that high ankle sprain, which can be problematic, right? Like when you hear high ankle sprain, that's the last stop before, uh-oh, right? Out tonight. Ooh, it's bad news for the Lakers. You know, they were treading water around 500. And then you know what the funny thing was? When AD got back, and he looked pretty spry to me, actually. But he was out of rhythm. He was rusty. They started really losing a lot. It's one thing to lose to the Raptors, who aren't very good this year. It's another thing to lose to the Raptors with LeBron and AD on a night where the Raptors were playing the second of back-to-back on the road, a cross-country road trip, and their third game in four nights. They lose to Denver, they lose to Utah, but they beat the Lakers, and they had to come from behind to do it. Early, anyway. They had to come from behind. They had a big second quarter. But what was crazy to me is what LeBron said after the game. And people are writing it off. LeBron's made comments like that in the past. He's frustrated, this and that. Don't take him literally. He literally just said, I may never be at 100% again. Oh, in this league? Does that mean he's still the best player in the league? I've crowned at different times KD. Because, hey, KD won the MVP. LeBron's in his prime. And it's not like when Barkley or Malone won the MVP over Jordan, they were just bored giving Jordan the MVP because no one thought those guys were as good as Jordan. KD really deserved it. Middle of LeBron's prime. Then the playoffs happened. I was like, oh, pardon me, LeBron's still the best. He's just saving himself for the playoffs because he's in the finals every year. He's got to preserve himself. Can't play both ends of the floor 100% during the regular season, every game. Then Steph won the MVP, and I thought, you know what, though? The league has changed, and Steph has changed it. And in any other era, LeBron would be better than Steph, but not in this one. It's Steph who should be the lead in Space Jam 2, because it's his world. LeBron's just living in it. After all, his team just won 73 games, broke Michael Jordan's all-time 72-win record. Then the playoffs happened, and LeBron blocked a Steph shot, screamed on him like he was his dad, and then won in Game 7, won Finals MVP. Okay, sorry about that, LeBron. You're still the best. Then Kawhi. Kawhi was coming for LeBron. And LeBron's getting older, and Kawhi switches teams and wins Finals MVP as one of the great clutch postseason finals of all time. Whole playoffs. One of the best ever. He's better than LeBron, I said. He's joining a team that's has more continuity. He and Paul George. It's going to take the Lakers at least a year to ramp up. Look, Kawhi's place replaced LeBron. Then the postseason ended, and Kawhi got knocked out before the conference finals, and LeBron took care of the whole Western Conference 4-1, 4-1, 4-1, and then 4-2 took care of the East in the finals. Oh, sorry, LeBron, you're still the best. But if LeBron's not at 100% anymore, KD looks like he hasn't missed a beat. Giannis is still playing at a very high level. Harden, who's normally healthy, it looks like he's reached new heights. Embiid and Jokic, the return of the big. Jokic having one of the greatest offensive seasons of all time. Embiid on a game-for-game basis, not only playing just about as good offense as you could ask anyone to play, but then also a defensive monster. LeBron's not still the best in the world anymore. That's a sea change. And does he need to be to lead this Lakers team past the Jazz and the Clippers and the Suns? Because they may have to play all three and play in a play-in tournament. Speaking of which, LeBron at the post-game presser about that play-in tournament.
Doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm not 100%, close to 100%. It don't matter, where we land, So, that's my mindset. If this happens to we end up at sixth or fifth or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
They got the best player in the game, maybe still. The defending champion. The guy pushing Jordan for GOAT under pressure. You know why he says that dude should be fired, whoever came up with the idea? Because they got him under pressure. It's a great idea. I mean, the best example of why it's a great idea, an illustration of it, is listen to the best player in the game talk about the fact that he hates it. Why does he hate it? Well, what do we really want to address in the NBA? We want to address the regular season, where guys can take their foot off the gas if they're a 7 seed. Not anymore. You might be a 5th seed. You don't want to wind up in 7th because then you're in a play-in tournament. That's number one. Regular season's more interesting. And who says you get to rest on your laurels if you're a 5th seed? Why should you get to rest? Well, we've wrapped up a playoff spot. Oh, shut up. 10 teams are still playing after the regular season's over. That's 2/3 of the league. Come on. The NBA playoffs are too inclusive. You have teams that really aren't playoff teams in the playoffs. Now people are under pressure. And the other thing is, there's not enough randomness in the NBA playoffs. In the NFL, there is because it's one and done. In college basketball, there is one and done. In baseball, there is because baseball is fundamentally probabilistic. Best team doesn't always win. But in the NBA, part of the reason we love it is, the best team always wins. We got a good idea about that. Best of 7. Can run all your plays through your best players. Be nice if there was somehow a way to inject some randomness into the NBA playoffs. Well, here they go. Play-in tournament. Right? All of a sudden, you just lose a game or two. And you're the 7th seed. You ain't playing anymore. And sometimes that can happen here and there. A top seed through injury falls down. But it's okay. They'll get right in the playoffs. And it's a best of 7. They'll prove they're the best. Not so fast. Got LeBron under pressure. Whoever came up with the idea should be fired. Why? Because he's hurt right now. He has a decision to make. Wait, how much do I need to be playing right now to avoid a playing game? And if I do rest and figure we'll use the first round of the playoffs to warm up. No, you won't. You got to get through a playing tournament. You're going to have to win a couple games. And then you may have to play the Jazz or the Suns or the Clippers round one. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. And you know why LeBron's under pressure? Because the Lakers have lost 6 of their last 7. Same record as the Trailblazers. And so think about this. You're sitting in 7. And you got to win an extra game after the season's over. One game. You might mess around and lose. One game. If you lose that game, boy, you better win your next one, right? Are the Lakers still my favorites to win it all? Nope. Not if the Nets are healthy. The Nets have become my... Early on, I thought they're not going to play enough defense. I don't know how Harden's going to work with Kyrie and KD. Oh, he worked perfect. If they're healthy, no one's stopping the Nets. But I do think if the Lakers can get healthy in time, they will get out of the West. At least I'll pick them over any other team, whether or not I pick them against the field. I make them the odds-on favorite. Mel Kiper Jr. on the Goodyear Hotline right now. Mel.
Max.
All right. Sometimes I have you on and we can debate and fight. And other times I just want you as a source of analysis and information. Mel, we'll see what today brings. What team what team got an A from you for their draft?
Miami, the Chargers got an A. Mm-hmm. The Giants should have got an A, but I made a mistake and gave them a B+. Mm-hmm. So they were right there as well. The Jets got an A-. So the Giants, the Jets, the Dolphins and the Chargers are my four highest graded teams, really, when you break it down. I think Miami and the Chargers were outstanding. Miami did exactly what they needed to do to help Tua. And they also get a 2023 first. People forget about that from the 49ers. Mm-hmm. They also got a pass rusher in Phillips and a safety in Holland that are really good football players. So I think they were on the cusp, Max, and now that may push them right over the top.
Yeah, the Chargers, I mean, listen, Slater's one of those guys. And drives me crazy, Mel, as a Giants fan, because they've been trying for a decade now to lock down the offensive line. Hey guys, try locking down one offensive line position per offseason, right? So I look at the Jets, Vera Tucker, locks down left guard. Like, you know he's going to be at least a pretty good left guard. And they got a left tackle already. I look at the Chargers, who didn't need a receiver the way the Bengals did, say. So they got Joe Burrow, who's crime partner with Jamar Chase, when they may have gone left tackle. But the Chargers have receivers. So they get a guy in Slater, Mel, who looks to me like a sure thing in the sense that his floor looks extremely high as an offensive lineman. Meantime, my Giants did take Kadarius Toney, and I was thinking, oh man, I kind of wanted them to grab an offensive lineman or a pass rusher, but I can't be right. mad at the pick of Toney, because he's one of these next level kind of do everything athletes. What did you think of that pick? I know they did great getting trade value, trading back. I can't argue with that. But what did you think of the Toney selection?
Well, the number one in 2022 is going to be big. And I think that's something else I have to factor in here. And then Kadarius Toney, if he can stay healthy, and his running style has to change a little bit, but he's a great player, considering, you know, how effective he is in space and in reverses and jet sweeps and all that. So for me, when you look at what he can do, he could be out a monumental part of this offense if he stays healthy. And Azeez Ojulari, who they traded back in the second round and were able to acquire, could be a really good pass rusher. And Ellerson Smith, who they got in the fourth round, could be a pass rusher. Rusher off the edge as well. So they addressed what they needed to. People say, well, they didn't draft an offensive lineman. And I get that. But it has to fall a certain way in order to be able to do it. And guess what? Internally, whether you want to believe this or not, Max, they feel like that they have the new offensive line coach, that they can get it done with what they have. Solder or Peart at right tackle, with Thomas hopefully improving at left tackle, with Lemieux, a second-year guard out of Oregon, to go along with what they already had with Hernandez and Gates. So they think that offensive line can be a pretty solid group. Now, it has to be. In order for this team to have any success, it all begins and ends up front for both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, whether Kadarius Toney, whether Kenny Galladay, whether any of those guys have a shot to be successful. It really is going to be dependent upon the offensive line and one player, Andrew Thomas in particular.
Yeah, it kills me because at a certain point, like Gettleman, you got to be right about whether or not you're drafting well, then you're not developing well. Because all those names, Solder got a huge contract, Hernandez looked like an excellent pick high in the second round, Thomas, they reached for it, seemed, but if you reach for an offensive lineman, you take the first one on the, but you better be right about it. At a certain point, they got to produce, or you got to fire the GM, period. Mel, you are...
Well, let me just say this real quick. Gettleman's going to be defined by... Gettleman's going to... And I think
Daniel
he did a great
Jones,
job
yeah.
in this draft. He's going to be defined by Andrew Thomas, because he took him over Jedrick Wills mm-hmm. and Tristan Wirfs. Now, Wills was a left tackle, going to be a left tackle, and Wirfs was a right tackle. They didn't feel they needed that, but Mekhi Becton was a left tackle, and they passed on him, too. So, to pass on all those guys who are doing really well right now, and have Thomas still to be determined, he's got to be really good, because that's going to be determining what Daniel Jones does and Barkley does, and that's all Gettleman guys. So if there's one guy that's going to, like say, that's going to determine the Giants' fate and Dave Gettleman's fate, it's going to be the left tackle Thomas.
All right. Now, Mel, I happen to have pretty good information. I don't know if I'm outing you here.
Okay.
That you are a cyborg. You're, in fact, not a human being, a cyborg, because I have good information. A little birdie told me today that the entire show, the draft show, which you guys did, not only was it an incredibly satisfying draft as a fan, like, oh, look, a shakeup at three, it's not the guy we thought, and then Belichick gets his guy to fall to him, and the Giants and Eagles make a trade and bypass the Eagles and Cowboys do and bypass the Giants, and the Bears finally got a quarterback. But you guys, tremendous analysis the whole time. You didn't take a bathroom break or eat or drink anything the entire draft? How is this possible?
All 3 days. It's the first time in 38 years at ESPN that I've never, eaten anything. I normally have a little Snickers bar. I didn't feel the need to, Max. I really didn't. Draft day three went pretty fast. It moved along. The weather was great. It was warm. It had been ice cold the night before. We were freezing. And that's a quicker show, as you know. That goes from around 7 until near midnight.
Yep.
First night goes from 8 to around midnight. So, no. In fact, the second day, guys showed up to set the second day, and they said, oh, who's the water? That's my water from last night. It hadn't been opened. Hadn't even been the seal. Hadn't been broken. Nothing. So I didn't have any water tonight. I didn't have any water day two. I had a couple because I had a little tickle in my throat in day three, but nothing to eat. Didn't take any bathroom breaks. Only got up out of a chair twice yesterday, which was a mistake because I was cramping up all day yesterday, which never do. Never, I've never advised anybody to act like I do. Never, don't live the way I do. Never advise anybody to live like I do. I'm a weirdo in that regard, but I do what I do, Max, and you know, it's taken me this far.
He doesn't need to eat, drink, or take a bathroom break. He just needs an oil change, Mel Kiper Jr. Mel, here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, who did poorly in this draft? It seems like a very satisfying draft. A lot of teams did well, but who do you think, they did not do a good enough job?
I don't think anybody did poorly, Max. I gave a C plus. I thought for what they had to deal with this year, everybody got players that are decent players. Now, I thought the Steelers got a lot of okay. That pick's okay. It was a lot of that. That's why I gave them a C plus, not a B. The same thing for the Saints. Indianapolis, you know, after Kwity Paye, who I like, and I like where they got him, and that's first round pick. So you look at that, you go on. Odangbo, the defensive end for Vanderbilt, coming off an Achilles. Probably won't get much out of him this year. Kylan Granson, I thought, was really high in the fourth. And they're late in round picks. Got a backup quarterback. Mike Strawn, the receiver from Charleston's got a chance. But it was not a bad – you're saying if in a normal year, Max, we wouldn't be talking about these three teams because, you know, teams would have a C-minus or a D. And, you know, the C-pluses would go better. Since the C-pluses are the lowest, you're saying, okay, they had all had good drafts, a decent draft. It's just that they didn't get as many players at a certain grade point that I needed to have a B say. So it's all by my ratings. Somebody else will look at that draft and say, hey, I gave it a B. I gave it a B. My ratings gave it a C-plus. But that's the lowest grade in this draft for anybody was the C-plus. No C-minuses, no even Cs, and certainly no Ds, which normally, Max, you have every year. This is the first year in, I'd say, a long, long time I haven't given a C or a C-minus grade or a D grade.
Meantime, Mel, what I noticed was you really – like, everyone has their little pet points and pet players. Like, when I was a kid, I used to love Pernell Whitaker, the southpaw out of Norfolk, who's one of the greatest fighters of all time, right? And I make any conversation about Pernell Whitaker. And I watched Mel Kiper Jr. up on that draft podium. And you wanted to talk Sam Darnold so bad. You had an axe to grind with people like me who said, I don't know about Sam Darnold. Well, if only the Jets are doing for Zach Wilson what should have been done for Sam Darnold, right? Is Sam Darnold in a position where he can do something right now?
He should be. Now, they started off the ball rolling, Carolina, by doing what the Jets did, which was, up until now, forgetting about Sam Darnold. Drafted a corner when they could have had, you know, Devontae Smith. They could have had a Rashawn Slater. So they passed on the left tackle, which they need. They passed on a receiver that they need to take J.C. Horn, a really good corner. So you figure, okay, they got a good player, but they didn't take a receiver or tackle. Then they took Terrace Marshall, nice pick, in the second round, only dropped because of an injury concern. Brady Christensen is going to be the key guy. And that's the third-round pick out of BYU. Left tackle, really good job this year, tested well, but he hasn't been really challenged, I guess the word, as a pass rush, from pass rushers who can get after the quarterback. So that's where you look at Brady Christensen as a guy who needs to be a challenger for that left tackle spot, where right now it's Cam Irving and Greg Little. So that's the weak link. That's the area of concern. They waited till the third round after passing on Rashawn Slater to take him. The rest of their draft wasn't bad. Shai Smith in a sixth round, I thought he could be a third-round pick. You know, some had projected Deontay Brown, the guard from Alabama, to go a lot higher. Davion Nixon, nice fifth-round pick. Chuba Hubbard, fourth round. A blocker like Tommy Tremble will help out Christian McCaffrey. That's not a bad draft. So they didn't get necessarily the elite left tackle, which is a big concern, but they got a B grade. And I could have given them a B plus, but I gave them a B. But they did rebound, not from taking J.C. Horn. J.C. Horn was my number one corner in the draft. They did rebound from, like I say, spending the next four picks on offense after they took J.C. Horn.
Great Mel Kiper Jr., ladies and gentlemen. Mel, meantime, the Raiders reach again, but that's a story for another day. Mel, thank you as always for coming on. Go get your oil changed or whatever it is cyborgs do at this point. Mel Kiper, not human, no bathroom break, no food, no water during the draft show. Up doing Get Up first thing in the morning on Monday, doing this show. He was on First Take. He doesn't sleep. Mel Kiper, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt coming up. Do you hear my computer career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? You don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn the computer on and off, and that's it. Now they're IT pros, and you could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation right now. You can start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career, no doubt, next.
Coming up tomorrow on KJZ, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo, tomorrow morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin at 9:10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. God, some songs sometimes come along, you're like, oh my God, that just changed my whole world. I didn't even know you could make a song sound like that. It's Thuggish Ruggish Bone. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80. So is Aaron Rodgers going to be playing for another team next year? I'm going to get into that in a second. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By the way, you hear where Dennis Schroeder is going to miss 10 to 14 days for health and safety protocols. So even if LeBron gets back and gets it together and looks like LeBron and AD rounds into shape, they ain't going to have that much time with the whole crew because Schroeder's only going to be available for a handful of games. That's if LeBron and AD can get back healthy. It gets worse and worse for the Lakers. Boy, they pull this one out in this Western Conference. Woo. No Doubt is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Gonna get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think it means.
No Doubt.
All right, Raj, what do we got?
All right, Mac, let's go right to the NBA. Hey, ESPN's power rankings got it right by putting the Suns. That's right, the Phoenix Suns in the number one spot.
No doubt, because Lakers have been hurt, Nets have been hurt, and the Suns, by the way, you have to look at it in the context of everything. Go back to the bubble. They were 8-0. So now add that to this regular season record. They've been by far the best team in the regular season, if you go back to the bubble, by far. 8-0, and then you add it to this year? And then, of course, they added Chris Paul. They were already excellent before Chris Paul got there. The only question is, is DeAndre Ayton seasoned enough? That's really the only question on this team. What else we got?
All right. Hey, we got a birthday in the house, Max. Happy birthday to the hardest working man in showbiz.
Me?
James,
oh, James
Brown.
Okay.
No, not you.
Okay.
Happy the-
it's either me or Stephen A.
No, that'd be the laziest man in show business. Right. Be you. Yeah. But James Brown is one of the most important people in hip-hop.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Especially earlier in hip-hop's history. James Brown was so sampled. Yeah, no doubt. He was. And by the way, he's still like, James Brown stuff holds up. You play a James Brown song right now, it sounds great. Now how hard that is to do decades later, it sounds great and somehow relevant.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Especially with Motown and everything. He did his own thing. Hey, Aaron Rodgers will be traded before the 2021 season, Max.
No doubt. And let me tell you why.
Ooh.
The Packers are operating as though this is years ago. This is
not your
slightly older cousin's NFL. Things have changed. They have made so many rules changes protecting the quarterback. And my mind always goes back to that regular season game at Kansas City between the Chiefs and the Patriots, going back three seasons now, where you knew it's possible they could meet in the AFC Championship game, right? A linebacker on the Chiefs had Brady wrapped up, and he let go. He didn't want a roughing the passer penalty. He didn't want anything. Does Brady still have the ball? And Brady literally walked into the end zone. That told me everything I need to know. Yeah, maybe Brady isn't going to fall off the cliff, right? Possible, because you can't breathe on the quarterback anymore. So doing that and all the rules changes that made the offense and the special quarterbacks, not the interchangeable ones, the special ones, Rodgers, Mahomes, Brady, so valuable. Those guys are now the Rodgers, the Mahomes, the Bradys, like NBA stars. They're going to call their own shots because you ain't going to win a Super Bowl with a disgruntled quarterback. It's a full contact sport. These guys got to lead the troops into battle. You ain't going to win if they're disgruntled, and the Packers know that. So they're going to act as though they're not going to trade him to get the best deal they can for him. But every GM in the league knows you have to trade him. The only way not to trade him, Raj, if I were the Packers and I really wanted to hold on to him, I'd say, okay, Aaron, we're going to make you the largest guaranteed contract offer in the history of the NFL. We want you to reconsider. Sorry, we know you feel disrespected. We're doing things old school in a way we probably shouldn't have. We're gonna get this right. Sorry about the Jordan Love thing. Highest guaranteed ever. But they ain't going to do that. But you know what? It may not be the worst idea. Age 37 season, 38 season, 39 season, and 40 season. Just guarantee him those 4 years. If you guaranteed him $40 million per year, give or take, he'd wind up with the biggest guarantee of all time. So there you go.
Good point, good point. All right. Hey, last one. Although Michael Vick was disappointed in himself, you're impressed that he ran a 4.72 40 time at the age of 40, Max. You can't even run period at 40.
No doubt.
No doubt.
We're 5 for 5 on no doubts today. Look, no nonsense, only no doubts. Look, I always watched old people running, and I thought, you know, like you see an old timer's day, baseball, and you're like, yo, that dude just retired 3 years ago. Why is he running like an old man? Right? Like, I used to tell myself, not that I was ever fast, but like, I'm never going to forget how to run. Like, old people forget what it's supposed to look like when you run. Forget about how fast you're going, right? I'm never going to forget. Dude, you get old, you get a little L45S1 problem, you got a problem in your knee, anything like that. You run, you get little shin, like problems in your shins when you run if you don't warm up.
Right.
You look like an old person when you run. Michael Vick at 40 hasn't played in a minute. Is running a 4.72 sound slow until you race someone who runs a 4.72? You're like, I can't run that. That's fast, a lot faster than me. Yeah, I'm impressed. Steve in California, you're on the Max Kellerman Show,
hey,
ESPN
by
Radio.
By the way, just a quick question. Raj, are you under the impression that James Brown is alive, or are you just throwing out happy birthdays just in general?
You don't have to be alive for it to be a birthday. He would have been 88.
By the way, that's a good catch. That's a good catch. Raj?
No, he would have been. Does your birthday go away?
Well, usually you say that when, you know... In the past, you've said...
Nothing. Everyone knows he's no longer with us.
Do you know? I don't know.
Yes. He passed away some years ago.
By the way, Raj tried to flesh it out with details and be specific. Yes, he passed away some years ago. I thought you were going to be like today. 17 years. I'd be like, damn, 17 years has been...
Raj, like, yeah, it has been 15
away.
Years, actually.
He passed away in the past. Away.
All right. I just want to make sure we're all on. He's dead, so I just want to make sure. But happy birthday.
But his music lives on, Brendan. His music lives on.
But Steve is there.
Steve in California. Still alive. The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. What's up, Steve?
I'm here, Max. You seem like an old school guy to me. What is your take on why the NBA refs are allowing players to change their pivot foot indiscriminately and run with the basketball instead of dribbling the basketball?
It's interesting that you bring this up. You know who I noticed that with first? Like, really consistently, like, dude, did you see he just took 3 steps? Was going back about 7 or 8 years. When Chris Paul first got to L.A. on the Clippers, I was out in L.A. doing drive time with Marcellus Wiley, Max and Marcellus, and we were the flagship station of the Lakers. But I would see Chris Paul turn a corner on dudes and take... Like, well, you're allowed steps. But when you count the layup, 4 steps. Sometimes I swear I caught 5. You can't just run around without dribbling. But that started like really kind of egregious traveling at least 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. But yeah, I noticed it. Yeah. I think part of the criticism of refs, though, is with high-def cameras everywhere. And everyone an expert now because of ESPN and the doc, you know, ESPN.com and all the research and analytics. Everyone knows so much. Oh, I caught that on that angle. You know, and so the refs, by comparison, don't look good. But I'm not sure the refs are any worse than they've ever been or better. It's not an easy job. Coach Mackey, coach of my daughter's skills development league that she's in, or program that she's in, Steady Buckets, has some interesting ideas about how to improve NBA reffing. You know what, Raj? Let's get Coach Mackey on. I want to talk to him about his ideas about how to improve NBA reffing. They're good. By the way, I may have a new favorite player in the NFL. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Tuck yourself in with host Nate Burleson and guests Justin Fields, Najee Harris, and Ja'Marr Chase in the new progressive YouTube series Up All Night. The conversation is honest. The beds are small and the snuggle is real. I actually just said those things. Watch every episode of Up All Night exclusively on YouTube.com/progressive. Last Take Next.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. You can check it out on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, wherever you get your podcasts. By the way, just download it, stream it. I don't care if you listen. I just want credit for it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And if you missed any of the show today, let me tell you, I would say today's show was slightly below average by the standards of this show. Still pretty good, but a little under average. So if you'd like to check that out, you can find both hours of the show posted as a podcast. How would you say, Raj, is this a little bit under average today?
No, I would say your voice is under average, but my performance and our technical leader, Brenda's performance, was superb.
That's funny, because that's exactly why I thought it was under average, because you two underperformed by a little. I was my normal magnificent self.
Well, at least I knew that James Brown was dead. I mean,
that's true. Raj didn't know James Brown was dead.
Yeah, apparently we have like a 17-year-old in the room that didn't know James Brown passed away, and he looked it up. But if I say it's Shakespeare's birthday, I'm not going to say, oh, hey, by the way, he's no longer with us, but he would have been. No,
that's because you don't know.
Yes, you would. No matter who it is, you'll say, on this day, 365 years ago, Shakespeare's birthday. Yes, you always say.
No, it's his day today. What do you mean? No, his birthday is today. It's James Brown's birthday.
If they're dead, you always reference they're dead.
Hey, Brendan, do you think I could convince Raj right now that Shakespeare is still alive?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Anyway, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Should I do my Mount Rushmore of greatest all-time writers? Do you think that would play well on a sports show, Raj? I don't think so either.
No, I'm not interested in that.
You know, I can do anything into a list of like Mount Rushmore. The other thing I can do a lineup with positions. You know how like we're doing it with Marvel now? And like I could do that with superheroes. I used to do it way back. Who's leading off? What position is he playing? See what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Spider-Man plays shortstop, leads off. Let's face it. Am I right or wrong? Yeah. Batman plays first base.
Well, what universe, though? Is this DC or Marvel?
You can combine them. It doesn't much
matter. Well, then I would have Flash leading off.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. That's stupid of me. That's right. Of course, Flash. Not Spider-Man. Spider-Man hits second. And Spider-Man can play second base or shortstop. Flash plays left field, leads off. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And Superman either plays center field and hits third or fourth, or he could be your starting pitcher. See,
now,
he can do either.
Was it you or was it Marcellus that used to think Aquaman was the best superhero?
I can't even get
outside
into
of water. He can't even.
On
can't
Entourage, when they wanted to like kind of make fun of these superhero movies, they had him starring in Aquaman. And then Marcellus would try to change rules like Aquaman can control the oceans. No, he can't. But I could even do it with like lunch meat. I could make a lineup. For example, roast beef has to hit third or fourth. He's the middle of the lineup. See what I mean?
Okay.
I would say ham leads off.
Does Maloney even make the roster? Or are they?
I think so.
27?
I think so. He's like a utility guy.
Oh, I don't.
Turkey hits second, plays some second base.
I think Baloney's cut. I don't think Baloney makes the big league roster, man.
Pastrami's on there. The point is, you can do it with anything if you're a sports fan. Kyle in Alabama, yep. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, what do the Saints have to do? How much of the farm do we have to sell, and players do we have to trade to get Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, I don't think – see, here's the problem. I think if I'm the Packers, I'm not trading him in the NFC. He's too good. And that's why when people say the Broncos, it sounds right to me. Unless, and I haven't ruled this out, unless part of the Niners' thinking is that drafting Trey Lance was a muscular move in the sense that he can work and do what Shanahan needs him to do in time, but also maybe as an attractive trading piece for the Packers. I hear you if you're a Saints fan. Because the fact is, I think if the Saints would have had Rodgers the last couple years, they could have won the Super Bowl. You know, the Saints have had a really, really good, strong, balanced team recently, although they've been snake bit by injury. Like the Saints have been snake bit by refs' calls and injury in recent years. You can say, well, all teams deal with that. No, but the Saints at like their best receiver, you know, they really got snake bit this year. But let's also face it, Drew Brees wasn't up to the task anymore. You know, he was an old quarterback. Couldn't get the ball down the field when you needed him to. But damn, can Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, the Saints are one of many, many teams who should be in line. And I'll give you another one. And the reason this had never worked is because I can't see Aaron Rodgers in this market. But I brought it up on Friday on First Take. If I were the Cleveland Browns, I would go to Aaron Rodgers and be like, look, I know it's Cleveland. You just got to be realistic about the market. He's from Northern California. I know it's Cleveland, but the kind of respect you want, you're going to get it here. You know, and then give them what they need, because if the Browns had Aaron Rodgers, I'd make them the favorites over the Chiefs and the Bucks. What team couldn't use Aaron Rodgers? You know, the Chiefs, that's about it. Presley Harvin III, Steelers pick. This is who Raj is claiming is going to be my new favorite player. He's the first black man to ever win the Ray Guy Trophy, the nation's best punter. He's like 260-something pounds, an accomplished saxophone player, and can throw the ball. You're right, Raj. He's intriguing. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.